on Daf, Chav Gimel Amid Aleph, and we're in the middle of the sugya explaining how the Rabbana know that a child that comes from Akum, Yisrael Abola Akum, that the child is not miyuchas av achav. According to Rabbi Yossi b'Rab Yehuda, we had a drosh mishi yesh ishos lavichabo. That is memayit a Yisrael abo al ha'akum. According to the Chachomim, they don't darshan this drosh bas ishos avicho to tell us this halacha. They use it for a different drosh. So the Gemara says, it's around 15 lines from the bottom, the Rabbonon Ashkechon Shivcho. The Rabbonon, I have a drosha that by a Shivcho says, the Isha Bilodeh Tiyol Adeneh. So there we see that the child is not Meyuchis Acher of it. Abreivedes Keichovim Menolohu. But how did I know that a Yisroel Abo Ala Akum, that also the child is not miyuchas acho. V'chitaymo neilev mishivcho, maybe we'll learn out from shivcho, hana mitzvach tzriche, the more before I made a tzriche, sir, could be shivcho that's ba'yichos, but a goy could be, there is a din yichos. So the Gemara says, Omer Rab Yechonim Yishim Rab Shimei Ben Yechoi, Omer Akro, Ki Yosir Es Bincho Mei Achai. The Pasuk says, Ki Yosir Es Bincho Mei Achai, Bincho Mi Yisraelis Kori Bincho, Vein Bincho Habo Min Avedes Keichovim, Kori Bincho Elo Beno. So let us see Rashi, Ki Yosir Es Bincho, Midoloiksiv kisosir. The Pasuk is speaking about two cases. One case, the Pasuk is speaking about that you should not take a goyish daughter-in-law. And before that, it's speaking about you should not take a goyish son-in-law. Bitcha leisitein livnoi. You should not take a goyish son-in-law. And then it says, lady, you should not take a goyish daughter-in-law. And then it says, what will the end result be? Ki yosir es bincha. So Rashi learns pshat that the yosir is going on the son-in-law. The son-in-law will be Meser, the child which will be born from your daughter. Ki Yosir Es Bincho. Is Mida like Siv Ki Soser. So there's another case. If you took a Goyish daughter-in-law, so the child which will be born from her, so she'll be Meser, the child. Is Mida like Siv Ki Soser, Shmami no Ochi Koma. Bitcha loisitein livnoi. The first case, that you should not give over your daughter to a goy, ki yoser bal bitcha es bincha shetailed loy bitcha meyacha. There the Torah explains the calamity which will come about from a such a zibuk, that the child that which will be born, that child, his father will be meiser him. Ki yoser es bincha meyacha. Avol abitoi leisikach livnecho loika mahada. But if you take a goyish daughter-in-law, so there the Torah did not tell us the kilkul that will occur, that she will make the child ki sosir es bincho meyachay, v'karinim bei ki sosir ba'as ha'ivet ki chovim es bincho sheteled meyachay. There the Torah didn't speak about that kilkul that could occur. Alme. Bincha mina oivet keichavim sheyodoloi bitcha kori bincha. That means the calamity of kiyosir will only occur if you gave over your daughter to a goy. So then the child is bincha, is a yid, it's olul kiyosir as bincha meyachay. His goyish father will be meiserim. He'll make him an oivet avedizorim. But ve'ein bincha habo min avedes keichovim kori bincha. But bincha habo min avedes keichovim, it doesn't say ki sosir as bincha, because when the goyishim mother will have a child, it's not bincha, so there's no calamity of hasore as bincha. So al koponim, we see from this drosh of Rab Shimon ben Yochai that if a goyish mother was nivo from a yid, so it's not called bincha, it's not miyuchas to the grandfather, it's not miyuchas to the father. So that's the makar that a Yisrael abo la'akum, the vlad isn't miyuchas achro. Omar Ravine, now we have a very shvere gemara. Omar Ravine, shma mino, ben bitcho habo mino ivet keichovim, kori bincho. Now, from this we'll see that ben bitcho habo mino ivet keichovim, kori bincho. Let us go a little further. Leima kasova ravine. So l'chayre, this is very repetitious. This Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai said this. Bincha miYisraelis kori bincha. That's what Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai said. So Omar Ravine, now Ravine the Amore says, Shma mino ben bitcha habo minay v'kechavim kori bincha. So what is Ravine being mechadish? This kasha we had, Tosfos asked on Rashi in the end of the first perek. But let us just go a little further. Leima kasova ravine, that ravina holds, oivet keichovim ve'evet habo abas Yisrael havlat kosher. Oh! From ravina we see that the child, if the father was a goy, and the mother was a Bas Yisrael, that the child is kosher. It's not a mamzer. That's what we see from Ravine. So the Gemara answers, no, nehei the mamzer, kosher means kosher legamri. No, that you can't say. Nehei the mamzer loyhavi. That's true. We see from Ravine that the child is not a mamzer. Oba kosher nami loy havi. Oba kosher glat kosher is also not. Yisrael posel mikri. Is called by Yisrael posel. Now, let us see Rashi to try to understand the Gemara, what the shakla, what Ravina was machadish, and what the shakla v'taya of the Gemara was. Shma mino. So now what did Ravina say? Shma mino, midechsiv ki yosir es bincho, umok minelei beben sheteileid bitcho lo'ivet kechovim. And we said this posik is speaking about a ben sheteileid bitcho lo'ivet kechovim. Almo ben bitcho habo mino oivet kechovim, kori nami bincha. It's called bincha. Leima kesova ravina vlad kosher ulakamam pligi bo bahacholitz.
there's a machlokes if the blood is ya kosher or not kosher. So what's tutzach da? So the Meraim Yisode wants to say pshat as follows. The Gemara before Rav Shimon ben Yochai was medayi ki yoser as bincho, the Torah was makbed on the hasore, the Vaisla is the child is Yiddish. The child is Yiddish, and therefore, in the Bible, so it's a shreklach shidduch you're making, that your daughter's children will be Yidden, and ki yoser, and the husband will be meser as bincho, will be meser the bonim. That was what Rav Shimon ben Yochai said. But in the kashris, in the yichus of the children, if they're ksheirim, gemurim, if they're mamzerim, Rav Shimon ben Yochai didn't go into this. And it's premise and it's not negeya. He's just telling us that the child is a yid, and there'll be a calamity if his goyish father will be meiser him, avodas Hashem, or make him a neighbor with avodas zorah. That's what Rav Shimon ben Yochai was speaking about. The child is a yid, and there'll be a hasor, ki yoser es bincha. Ravine had a psakash and digduk. L'chayre, the pasuk could have said, ki yoser es haben. The father will be meiser the ben. So we'll see the whole shtick Torah. That means we see that the ben is a yid, because if we're afraid of the hasorah sa'ov, and you see, by the aim it doesn't say ki soser es haben. So we see the whole shtick Torah. Why does it say bincha? Bincha is episode, it seems the Torah wants to tell us something. So bin chadam reimisode says Ravine saw that the ben is similar to you. He's not even an apostle. He's not a mamzer. He's bin cha. Bin cha means that he's mamish like you are. Just like you're not a mamzer. You're a kosher. So this einikel is also a kosher. That was the chiddush of Ravine. Ravine was medayik from the word. Rav Shimon ben Yochai was medayik from ki yoser es haben. It's a raya that the child is a yid in the Torah's makbed on the asor es haben. But Ravina was mechadish that it's bincha. It's like you. It's similar to you legamri. So raya it's not posel lekol. Raya it's not a mamza. And the Rashi says it's not poshit the shaila if an akum abo abasi. It's a whole sugim acholitz. Let's not get involved what the longness of the sugi is. But Ravine said about the posik seems to tell us that it's not a mamza. Because the Torah called it bincha. That's what Emre Misode says psha. So the Gemara says, you're right. You're right that it, from the posik it seems it's bincha. But could be it's posalikunim. It could be that's called a zium, ba'alme. That's not, that's felt nish in bincha. If it's possible, call, so that does felt in bincha, so it's not bincha. But stamazel be possible, kune, let's say the daughter will be also lekoyin, there's only a zuam olekune. That already could be that could still fall into the category of bincha. So that is the Shakla Vitalia na Gemara. Heistis, Ravina was Machadish from the word Bincha, we see that the child is similar to the grandfather, and he's not Posel Lekol, he's not a Mamza. And there's a whole tumul about this in Gemara Nachaylitz. If the child is a Mamza, from the Bincha we see he's not a Mamza. So the Gemara says that's true. But kosher legamri, you also don't see. Could be the Yisrael apostle is apostle lekun. Let us see Taisus. Kosova Ravine, oived kechovim ve'eved habo al bas Yisrael, avlad kosher. That is our Gilse.
He holds it's kosher l'kol, it's not a mamzer. Kein gilsa sakuntchus, that's a rashi is geiris here, v'chein kosa v'roiv svorim, and besides rashi is gilsa, it's roiv svorim, steht azoi. Aber bekdushin, ein kosa v'roiv svorim kan, aber bekdushin, besoif perika ima, Beroiv svarim kosov havlad mamza. There the Gemara says, Leimo kesova ravina havlad mamza, vechein geiris osom. And Rashi is geiris like that also over there. That from ravina we see that havlad mamza. Now we have to start figuring out where do we see, what did ravina say already, and where do we see from ravina that the blood is a mamza. So Taisva says, "B'chayni reikalari the kiven the bosa Yisraeli shadinelai." Since the child is Yiddish, have it vei mamza mi may da have shadinem bosa oivet kechavim, the mamzeres lo oivet kechavim. That means Mamzeiris applies only if there's Kedushas Yisrael. If there's no Kedushas Yisrael, if let's say if the child would be Miyuchas to the Yav, would be a Goy, then there wouldn't be Mamzeiris. Because by Goyim there's no Indian of Mamzeiris, only by Kedushas Yisrael. So, since we see that the child is a Yid, and Bemison Taisu says a different Mahalach, that not like Rashi, we hadn't saved the first Perek, that Mishtik Teira, that the child is a Yid, that was Ravina's Ashtik Teira, this you don't see from Rabbi Shimon Ben Yechoi. So now that we see that the child is a Yid, So then it could be a mamza. Now pichajim, it could be a mamza. Kedushin isn't taifas. Loshen of Rashi in Kedushin, Tosis brought down Rashi in Kedushin, stakigayrus like this. So Rashi says, Leime, kesabaravina davlad mamza, deloy shedina lay bosar akum. You shouldn't say he's a goy. The name of the Akam who v'imnis gaya yemuta lovri bekol, if he's a goy, so then after geiris, there won't be any psul mamzeris, because by goy passes psul mamzeris. Elo bas Yisraelis. But we see from this pasuk that it's a bas Yisraelis. V'kivin sheba avere noilet. So now if it's a yid, now I have guidelines. Havla Yisrael posel kishalnei lodim imi shein olav kedushin. It's ein olav kedushin, there's no tvisis kedushin. So memele, so therefore the child is a mamza. So that means Ravine said that the child is a yid, and the Gemara said, no, if the child is a yid, so automatically the child will be a mamza. And then the Gemara says, it's not muchach. It could be the child won't be a mamzer. There's a whole shakl of Italia. Could be mamzeris further nachilat. Could be mamzeris is only ein zel ein lamzel ze kedushin of a yeshlam kedushim alacherim and a goy bechlal is a labat visus kedushin. There's also givaita. So that when you jump the gun, you said since we see from Ravin that he's a yid is a mamzer, that's not muchach. It could be a yid. That's true. If it wouldn't be a yid, it can't be a mamza. But that would say yid is not muchach, it's a mamza yid. It could be, it's a Yisrael posel. That's the shakl of Italia according to Tosfos. Go on under the Gemara. V'chein nire ikelari. The kivin, the boss of Yisrael is shadin alai. Havitvei mamza. Mimaydav shadin a boss oivik kechovim. Dei mamzeres loivet kechov.
V'chein mashme la'el, and Taisvah says the Gemara before also seems to say like this, that Mamzeres is toloi if there's a goy, if there's no Mamzeres, if there's a yid pas Mamzeres. The Kama Rabbi Yochanan b'soif perikame v'kulon lipsu. That means there we're speaking about that there was an akum aboa bas Yisrael. The aseres hashvotim intermarried, and they were zchorim that were born out. There was akum. No, I'm sorry. It was Yisrael aboa bas akum. And Rabasi, Yomer Rabbi Yehuda, Rabasi said that choshishin lekedushin the yidin. That means it was Goyish and mothers, Chayshish and Likdush, the Yid. And Rabbi Yochanan said, but the Mamzerim also, the Mamzerim. V'hodah koma, later the Gemara says, that's V'kun L'Psu, the Yid and the Mamzerim. V'hodah koma, kem risi kami de Shmu, we said this over to Shmu, Oma ein bincha, bo min avedes kechovim koi bincha, ein bin ela beno, first of all, it's not a yid, it's a goy. Number one. And number two, v'loy mamza. So that Esis Shmuel is choylik, and Rabbi Yudah Maravasi that said choyshishin legdushin, and Shmuel is choylik, and Rabbi Yochanan. Esis, all these, the first two held that it's a yid and it's a mamza, and Shmuel said, no, it's a goy, not a mamza. V'hoda omrinen b'peirik yesh b'choyer gabi levio shenis abro min oivet kechovim b'no poto mihais loim. Loitem v'lamanda oma ein mizamin es avlad alafilamanda yoma mizamin levi posel ikri. Now, before we go to explain how Taisvus learned Pshat in Yeni Gemara, let us just say over what the Gemara says over there, and say over how Arashi learned Pshat in the Gemara, and then we'll come to the problems that Taisvus had. The Gemara brings down a memory that a Leviya that had a child, it's Potter Meheisloim. It's Potter from Pinyan Abed. Now, the Maskonis HaGemore is that because Bepetarechem be Yisrael Tol Rachmona, and since the mother is a Leviya, so there's not in Pinyan Abed. But the Gemore did not know this in the Havamina. So the Gemore held, there was a memory. He said that if a Leviya had a child, it's Potter from Pinyan Abed. So the Gemore is Takashe, who is the father? The father was a Kohen Levi. She don't need the mother Leviya. So the child is a Kohen Levi. If the father was a Yisrael, Mishpachei Seichem Leveis Abei Seichem, so he's a Yisrael. So he's Chai B'Pidya Rebbein. So Memele Zweite Shver. So the Gemara said, no, the father was a Goy. That's the Chiddush. The father was a Goy. And the mother was a Leviya. Loi mi boi le man de yoma, ein mizamin es al avlad. So tziche poter from Pinyin Aben. Alo la filo le man de yoma, mizamin es avlad. It's also poter from Pinyin Aben. That's the Gemara. Now, Rashi learned, according to our Rashi, the Mrei Mesoda explained, so that Gemara is beautiful. Our Gemara said, the Ravina had said, the child is a kosher yid. It's bincha, it's a kosher yid. That's bincha. So now the Gemara said, so kosher means kosher legami. So the Gemara said, no, it doesn't have to be glad kosher. It could be, it's true, it's not a mamza, but it's al kaponim, It's posel lakuna. That's what Agamora says. So the Marei Mesoda says, so we have here an Agamora tutzdodim. One side, the child is glat kosher. In one side, the child is not posel lakol, but it's posel lakuna. That's the tutzdodim in Ravine. So the Marei Mesoda says, so that pshat in Yeni Gemara. So the Gemara is saying as follows. Loi biboy lamanda oma ein mizamin es avla. That means that the child is completely kosher. So it's sicher a ben Levi. It's a yid and a ben Levi. You don't say mishpachei seichem lebeis abeiseichem. It's a yid. It's not miyuchas bechlal to the goyish father. It's a yid and it's a kosher a Levi. Finished. So it's sicher. And I feel you hold mizamin as a lab, there's a zoom on the blood. So it's not a zam, a yuchistic a levi posel mikri. But it's also a levi that's potter from pidyon aben. That is how Rashi learned pshat in Yeni Gemara. That's what our sugya. He says, our sugya had a tzad, either it's in ganzen kosher, or maybe it's posel. I mean, amam zetzicha not, either it's in ganzen kosher, or maybe it's posel lekohune. According to Tosfos, there was no such tzad. The Gemara was verkehrt. The Gemara held, since it's a yid, maybe it's a mamza. So the Gemara said, maybe it's not a mamza. Maybe it's only posel. According to Tosfos, there never was a tzad that it should be in ganzen kosher. This is Chas Melaske. So either it's in ganzen posel, it's a mamza, or in ganzen posel, or a posel likud. So therefore, Tosfos could learn that that's pshat in the Gemara. So now, how did Tosfos, v'hoda amrinem beperik yesh pchel? Gabi leviye shen nisabra min ha'oivet kechodem, b'na potter mehesloi. Loitayim elaman de yoma ein mizamin es avlad, and it's part of a meisloim. Elafilu laman de yoma mizamin, afil yod mizamin levi posel ikri. Oymari, the man de yoma ein mizamin, hainu man de yoma havlad mamza. Ein mizamin means it's not goyish. So the child is a mamza. The love boss arrived kichov mishadin alay. The loshin mizamin al shame oivde kichovim shehein mizuhamin. It says by matan teire poskazu amosam from klal Yisrael. But the goyim are mizuhamin. So memele mizamin es avlad means that the child is a goy. Ein mizamin es avlad, that means the child is not a goy. So what is the Gemara saying? The Gemara is saying, loy me boy, if you hold ein mizamin es avlad. So the child doesn't have goyishkeit in him. It's a mamza. If he's yiddishkeit, he's a mamza. So it's zicher. Potter meheisloim, because, Sachabas Levi. He doesn't have any goyishkeit in him. He's in ganzen, the mam is a kind. He's a ben Levi. Now, fafilu mizamin es avlad. So he has goyishkeit in him. He's a goy. He's also potter from Pidyon HaBen, because he's a Levi apostle. So this Gemara is a shrek. Two reasons. One of Sheikh, if he's a goy, so you know why he's part of a Pidyon HaBen, not because he's a Levi apostle, he's part of a Pidyon HaBen because he's a goy. He'll be Megai himself. There's no din Pidyon. If he was born a goy, there's no din Pidyon HaBen by a person who was born a b'choyer that was born a goy and later was Megai himself. There's no din Pidyon HaBen. So if he's a goy, and this whole thing is double talk. Afilu is a goy, but he's also a potter from Pidyon HaBen because he's a Levi apostle. He's a goy and he's a Levi apostle. So the whole thing is very, very unclear. So the Rital Gazi in Bchoires wants to say Pshat in Taisvis, that Taisvis learned like this. That means we have here two tzedim. If you have here a Yiddish mame, a Goyish tate, and you're having the son is born from these two, so what is the son? So the first tzad is the son is in ganzen Yiddish. Yes, Kedushas Yisrael. He was neitzer ba'aveire. So memeila that'll make him a mamza. But he is echt Kedushas Yisrael. That's he hold ein mizamin es avlad. He doesn't have any goyishkeit in him. He's so spashed. He's part of a pidyon a ben. He's a ben levia. I mean, he doesn't have any goyishkeit in him. If you hold Mizamines of Vlad, he has Goyishkeit in him. He has Yiddishkeit also in him. That means he's not a complete Goy. He's not a complete Yid. He's a mixture. So the Goyishkeit that he has in him is sufficient to make sure he won't have Mamzelis. Because it's a diluted Yiddishkeit. So Memele, so since it's not he's not pure Yiddish, so Memeilu is no psul of Mamzeres. So the Goyishkeit accomplishes that Mamzeres won't be. That's if you hold Mizaminus alaf, it won't be a Mamza. But I'll call upon him. But he has some Yiddishkeit in him also. So the Yiddishkeit, so that's called his Alevi Pasul. That means that's good as his psul. His psul is that he's a levi was holding sich goyishkeit. But he's a levi also. He's not completely a goy.
That is how Taisvus learned pshat in the Gemara, ubekuntres leipirish shom kein. So that is the end of this difficult sugya. Now let us go further. The Gemara asks, Akoponim, we had a posik, that the posik, ki yoser es bincha me'achrai, or, it doesn't say, ki sosir, so we learn that if the mother is a goite, the child is a goy. That's hanagei alonu. So the Gemara asks, hai b'shiva umais ksiv. This posik is speaking about the Shiva Umay. So that means if you have a goy from the Shiva Umays, so then that's so the posik says, so the child is a goy, if the mother's a goyte. But if you have a goyte that is not from the Shiva Umays, how do you know that the child is a goy? Now, Ledavoini, I don't understand the Gemara. We're talking about, there's a difference between Shiva Umays and other Goyim. We'll see in Rashi and Tosfos, the Shiva Umays were Odok B'Avodah Zarah. They were Mamish. Ganzen Odok B'Avodah Zarah. The other Goyim were not so from. Fine. But Al Kaponim, but here we're talking about a Din Yichus. We're talking about a Din Yichus. What is the child? Is the child a goy or is the child a yid? And the Gemara wants to be told this, so if the mother is a goy that is full-fledged Avodah Zarah, then the child is a goy. Then the child is a pure goy. If the mother is not a full-fledged Avodah Zarah, so it could be the child is a yid. It seems it's meiridik that the din yichus is totally in the beliefs and the anhugas of the mother also. I say that's what the Gemara says over here. That's the Gemara's kash. So the Gemara asks, "Hi, b'shiva umes ksiv. By shiva umes, that is 100% true. If the mother is a goite, so the child is a goy." But how do you know, not by Shiva Umis? So the Gemara says, Ki Yosir l'Rabbi is kol ha-mesirim. The Ki Yosir is extra, so it's l'Rabbi is kol ha-mesirim, all goyim.
So the Gemara says, Onichel Rab Shimon the Dorish, Taime de Kro, Al Rabbono Menolohu. So the Gemara says, Mantana the Polo Gleid Rab Yesib Rab Yudah Rab Shimonik. That means the whole Tana who was Chaylik at Rab Yesib Rab Yudah, the whole Tana needs a new Drosh is Rab Shimon. So Taki Rab Shimon Darshan's Taime de Kro, and according to Rab Shimon, Ki Yosir is Miyuta, and Yosir is coming to be Marbe Kola Misira. Now, let us see Rashi to understand a little bit the Gemara. B'shiva umes ksiv. So, b'shar oivda iskechovim minolon devlodo kamoya. By other oivda iskechovim, how do you know devlodo kamoya? Rab Shimon de Dorish taime de kro, b'peirik ha-mekabel, b'bobe metziye, Almona aniye ein memashkin in oise. It says leisachpoil beged almona. So Rab Shimon looked at this posik. By us it's a chveis. It's a gzeres hakosov leisachpoil beged almona. You're not allowed to take a mashkin from a beged of almona. Rab Shimon understood the posik as follows. The posik is speaking about almona aniye. That means you have to return the beged. If it's a ksus yoim, you return it, you should have it kol hayom, ksus laila, you return, you should have it kol halayla. So you have here a man who lent her money, and every day he comes to her with the beged, and people will be meranim on her that, what is this man coming each day to her? So the whole iser is by almonani. That's what Rab Shimon said. Ein mamashkin in oisa. That's takib shatin de isa. Avol ashire. But if she's an ashire, so there's no need for the malve to return the mashkin, mamashkin in. Shein ato chayiv lahachzelo. Vein ato meisiyo sheim rabish cheinusel. Alme. Dori ishtayme. Dulo isach bel beged almone. Rab Shimon was Dorish Taimed, what's the reason? Mishum Shemra. And because that's the time, Umoitzi Ashira min haklal. Vochenami lidi dei niche. Deinami loy meforish kro taim. If the posuk wouldn't have said a reason, ki yoser has been chave Dorish Taimed de chiton. Mishum ki yoser has been, I could figure this out by myself. That's the Issa. Blitzer krole frushe taimem. Viyater kro ki yosel le rabbe sharem isirem. So the posik is not coming telling us a time why it's also, because I can figure that myself. So it's miyuter ki yosel, so le rabbe sharem isirem. El le rabbonen itzer krole frushe taimem. Bezayin umes gufay, ulumutei shar umes, teine adukim baboides kechol, verkehrt. The posik is telling us that the whole Isser applies only by the Zayin Umis, and when Memayit other Umis the Einon Adukim Bavayis Kachom Ki Kamoison Ki the Kaimelon Oivdei Kachom Shebechutz Loretz Lav Oivdei Avayis Kachom Meim Elaminega Viseim Biyadeim V'lo Yiyatele Ribuya V'Shar Umis Minolon. So how do you know by Shar Umis that Lemaise it is that the pasuk applies by sharumis? But the chavos are reading besanedn gabel yabaloi nosh vol yosel levovi the Rab Shimon abaloi yosel leribuye the belah perusha the krav the shine beitaime the rabban the loydoshi time the kabal mochi kro porish time pirish time. Let us see Tosfos. Ahu b'shiva umayis ksiv. Now, I just like to, there are three psukim in Ve'eschanon, and I'd like to read over Al-Kaponim Machele from the psukim, we'll understand what Tosfos is speaking about. Tosfos is going on these three psukim. Posik Aleph, we'll just say b'kitza, ki v'yacho Hashem alokecha al ha'oretz, going in Eretz Yisrael, v'no shal goyim rabim miponecho achiti vagilgoshi. And there the posik is mefaret the shiva umis. Shiva goyim rabim batzumim mimeko. Unesonom Hashem eloikecho lefonecho vehikisom
Tachrem, tachrem oisom, loisichais lahem bris, v'loisechonem, that's the end of Pasuk Beis, v'loisischatein bom, bitcho loisitein levnoi, v'noi loisikach, and bitcho loisikach levnecho. This is three psukim. So now the Pasuk starts off with Shiva Goyim Rabin. The Pasuk asks Krisis Bris, Loisichis Lahem Bris. The Pasuk says Loisichonim, and Loisis Chatembom, and then it says our Pasuk, Bitra Loisitin Livnoi, and you shouldn't take Bitra Livnecha. So Taisvis asks, Va'af al-gav de loisichonim. Now the Agamah is asking a kasha, the Pasuk is speaking about the Zayin Umes. So Taisvis asks, Va'af al-gav de loisichonim, dechsiv nami hosom, mukmine per kama de meseches avaydezore, b'chol umes oivdei avaydez kechovim. It applies by all goyim. Loisitin lam chen, you shouldn't praise a goy kamenoi kusize. You shouldn't give them chanoye ba'oretz. Loisechonim applies by all goy. And that's loisechonim. And the next pasuk is loisischatim bom bitro. So Tosfos is a kasha. So loisechonim is speaking about all goyim. And the Gemara is asking kasha. The loisischatim is speaking about the shiva umayis. The pasuk started with the shibumis, but loisachonim is speaking about all goyim. Oche loy mekmina loy bezayinum. So he says loisachonim is taken by all goyim. Elo mishum dechiyoser mashme shibumis the mesirim tvei. But in loisischatim bo kiyoser. So there it's speaking about the mesirim. V'ilav ki yosir, Rabbi Mekmin, ilay nami b'cholu m'sayiv di kechavim, l'rabona. You're talking right. If it wouldn't have said ki yosir, I would say it's speaking about all goyim. Olav shimin de dorish time edikro, ilav ki yosir, avid ashinin de time edikro, mishum esorim. Fine. About Kaponim, Sataisva says, Ataka, there are two words, one next to the other, Leisachonim, that's his Leisachatim, Bom Bitcho, Leisitin Livnoi, Kiyosir. Sataisva says, the Kiyosir, either I understand the Kiyosir according to Rab Shimon, or it says Kiyosir according to Rabbanu. This is going about the Zayin Umis. The Imtaima. So Taisva says it doesn't work. The loisis chaten bom dechsiv nami hosom. It says loisis chaten bom and bitcho loisitein livnoi. Mukminin davke b'zayinumis. You're telling me that it's going by zayinumis. Kiyose. Afagav dein shayich shama sore. The begeirusa nairi kida oma behaoru. So now Taisva says shemer shemer. What's happening over here? Loisis chatin bom, the Gemara says, Alma is that b'nei chitin, you can marry them. You can't marry a goy. So loisis chatin bom is going b'gerusam. And then, bitcho, that's it, loisis chatin bom, bitcho loisitin livnoi. So you tell, ki yosir. So you're telling me it's going on the Zion umis, because they're mesirim. But it's going about gerim. The gerim are not mesirim. So al kolchach, it's not going on the Zayin Umis. Because the beginning of the pasuk is going about Geirim. V'yesh loyma da'al kolchach ha'i'ev shalu ukmi b'chol umis. Loisis chatem bom b'geirusam is also going on the Zayin Umis. Why? It can't be going on all goyim. The midi osa ger amoini umayovi mitzri v'adoimi. Mechlal de shal geirim shari bi Yisrael. So Taisva says it has to be goyim loisis chatem al tzadifin hechech, not al tzadifin hechech avasore.
But als der Hechech, that if it's going on all goyim, so why did the Torah asa ger amoyni yomayovi yomitzri? The Leisis Chatenbaum is going to be Gerusim. You're not allowed to marry them. So al kochach, we have to say that Leisis Chatenbaum is going on the Zion Umis because of this Hechech. Now the Pasuk Asel, Ger Amoini, Mayovi, Mitzri Vadoimi, that's what we have to say. Agav Ulche, the Turi Evan in Megillah Daf Yedalid, has a Chakire. Loisis Chatein Bom, that is going Bigeiruson. Is this an Iser on the Goy that was Megaya himself? Or is this an Isser Doiris? This is the Tosis is speaking about Zainumis. So is this an Isser, the guy that was Megayim? So he's also, all Doiris are also. So the Turi Evan says, he has a Raya from our Tosis. If it would only be an Isser on the first Doir, so the whole Tosis falls away. Tosis says, it has to be speaking about Zionumis, because if it's speaking about all Goyim, so why did the Torah have to ask a Ger, Mitzvi, Mitzri, Amoini? Every Goy is also Begerusai. So, Frakta Turi Yevon, every Ger is also the Goy that was Megayer himself, but his children that were born from Gerim, the Mutter. So the Torah wanted to tell you that a Mitzri and a Amoini Meovi is different halachas. So he says, we see from Taisvis that Taisvis holds this Isser, Begerusam is Noyig Koladeiris. So Taisvis and Yekashi, so if it applies by every Goy, so why do you need a special Pasuk Beger Amoini Meovi? Period. Okay, so Taisvis just was Moisef, that Isser, Begeirusom, is speaking also about the Zayin Umis, not because they're Mesirim, but HaKoch has to be like that, because else you wouldn't need the Torah should ask the other Geirim. Vim Taima. Now, it says in this Pasuk, Loisichreis lehem bris veloisichonim. Now loisichonim is going on all goyim. Loisichreis lehem bris lechayre is also going on all goyim. Loisichatim is going, the pasuk is very, very unclear. Loisichatim is going on Zayin Umis. Kiyos is going on Zayin Umis. But the pasuk beis that says loisichreis lehem bris veloisichonim lechayre is going on all goyim. So Taisvis asks, So how was Shlomo Melech permitted to be Kairos Bris with Chiram? Maybe the Issa of Krisus Bris is not L'Shem Avedis Kram, that's all this. You'll see B'idach Kram, L'Sichas Lehem V'Leheim Bris. So here the Pasuk means also the Bris that is mentioned in Shemais. Oy Shema Chiram Melech Tzu Ger Toshev Hoya. And this is going on Stamaz Egoim, not a Ger Toshev. V'Oy Nira Leid Loi Mitzah Krisus Bris Ala Davke B'Shiva Umeis. So Yeshua said to them, how could I be Kairos Bris with you? Maybe Bikir Biyata Yoishev, Ve'eich Echeis Lecha Bris, Mashmed B'Sharu Meishori. So it would seem, if this Bikir Biyata Yoishev, how could I be Kairos Bris? Mashmed B'Sharu Meishori. Ve'af Algav Dolei Sechonim Ayri B'chol Umeis Oivdei Avoides Keichodim. So it's going by all Goyim. Krisis bris shani, the mukhech einyon, the dairi davke beshiva umis. Kmoi loisachaye kol neshoma, the davke zayin umis, hoye metzuvim lahachim, the siv shiva goyim rabim vatsumim,
Hachem tachmim, v'tziva koshri shalom b'ri, shalom shalom kaisim k'day lich b'sharet yisro. So Taisva says, if you look at the beginning of the pasuk, you'll see that the kisis bris, that's what the pasuk says. Kisavoyu alo, kiviachashem al kechal oretz, v'noshul goyim rabim v'necha, chiti v'agil gosh, shiva goyim rabim v'atsumim mimeko, v'sonim ashem al kechal v'necha, v'kisam, hachem tachim oisam, loisicha islam bris, v'loisachonim, now loisachonim is taka speaking about all goyim, but loisicha islam bris is going on the shiva umis, that is a din of hachem tachim, and that was als yishav eretz yisroel, to be kovish eretz yisroel. So the Krisus Bris is by the Shiva Umayis, and the Lysachonim is by Ogoyim. Man tane the poligalei the Rabbi Yosi b'Rabbi Yukedushin is miyashiv discussion a different oifen. Not like us of you. Let us see the next Mishnah. Mi shekideish achas mishtei achoyis. A person was Mekadish, one of two sisters. And we'll see, he doesn't know there was Rochel and Leah, and he doesn't know which sister he married. We'll see in the Gemara exactly how this occurred. So, he has problems, so he can't be make Nisuin with any of them, because there's a Shaul of Achayis Ishtai. One is his wife, and one is Achayis Ishtai. He doesn't know which one is his wife. So Nisun is nothing but to talk about. There's nothing get lozer, but get lozu. Mace. What if he died? Veloy ach echot, and he had one brother. His chalitz l'shtayim. So that brother gives chalitz to both of them. One of them is his wife. I don't know which one. So he gives chalitz to both. Hoyu loy shnayim. What if he had two brothers? His echad chaylit, so one brother gives chalitza to one sister, the echad miyabe. Here it's mimon of shech good. That means he had rochel and leyeh, so one brother gave chalitza to rochel. If rochel was his wife, so finish. So rochel was the mace's wife, so his brother can be miyabe leyeh. She's not a chayza kukosa, because she's not zokuk anymore. If Leah was taka the Yevame, so he's miyabma. So it's good. He was playing Russian roulette, and he ended up by marrying the Yevame. Kadmu v'konsu. What happens if both of them were miyabim? Each one was miyabim Rochel, and one was miyabim Leah. Now, we have to know if it was Kadmu v'Kansu, so Kaponim, one of them was Ivan Isser of Achayse Kukosai. That means, one of them was Miyam Achayse Kukosai. Is Ein Meitziyim Miyodim. Al Kaponim, we don't force them to give a get. Let us see Rashi. V'Ein Yaideya Eizemem Kiddish, Oso Bishtayim. The whole chod of a chod ikalameima zu achayis isha. Each one can say this is the achayis isha, so you can't marry any of them. Chaylet l'shtayim lo yada eize hi yivimtai umichlet chod of yivu mechod aloi. I by one brother let him give chalitza to one and b'miyam the second one. Vachayis chalutza se yasuda lemi darabon and bechayel. Achayis chalutza is also wasa. So maybe the first one was taka chalutza. So this is also achayis chalutza. V'yivumi bereishen nami loy to permit him to be miyabim dilma loy zuhi event. Maybe this is not his yivam. V'kapoga b'achayis kukosoy daviki ishtoy. So memeo, that's also no eitzu. So if there's one brother, he has to give chalutza to both. What if there were two brothers? Echad chaylitz tchila la'achas. V'asheini imrotz liyabim l'shniyem miyabim. So what's the problem? V'imzu yevimtoi shaper. This is his yevome. Sounds good. V'im achoysohi loy kapoga b'achoysi kukosoi. That's not called achoizik akosi. The chalitza afka lezike. The chalitza is mafkiya the zike. The first brother gave chalitza. So mamela, so she's not achoizik akosi anymore. Kodmu v'konsu koidem shenimlechu bebezn, emitziyim biyodam. The whole chad v'chad oma, each one can say, ano shapir nesivi. Each one can say, what's happening with me? It could be I married the right one. V'inami havi ipche. Harashi says, let's, what'll be take, if it wasn't that way. Sharishain liyibum konas achoise kukosa. The first one, taka, was kainas achoise kukosa. Ahi shate vade havi asire. So then he was taka ivaranissa. Obo mishebo ochiv viyibem hashnia shehi yevimtoi. But when the second brother came, Poka ziko meidoch lemafreya. Now this word lemafreya is a reshash, is a whole ariches on this word. What to say under lemafreya? Legamri he wants to say, but it's not so poshut that it's lemafreya. It's retroactive. It could be, it's mikano lahabo. That means that when the second one is miyabim, so it's nifka de zike to the first one, mikano lahabo. So now she's no more achois zikukosa. She's not zokuk anymore. And we had explained in the beginning of the second perek, there's a svara to say, that even though achois grushosoi is also, so there's a svara to say that when the Raisa mentions the svara, that even though achois grushosoi is also, because there is still some issues left over after the gerushin of the first sister. So that's, therefore the second sister is called still achois ishtoi, there's still issues left over. But in the case of two Yevomim, and the second brother was Miyabim, so the Zike to the first brother becomes Nifka Legamri Al Kaponim Mikano Lahaba. So Memele, so Rashi is saying, so even though Bishaitoi, when the first brother was Miyabim the sister, he was Pegeya Bachaisuku Kos, he was Avranissa, Abal Kaponim, but now he's not even Avranissa anymore, because she's not Zokuk to him anymore. That would be the Loshin, Epoka Zika Meidoch Legamri. There's no Zika whatsoever anymore after Yibum. So Memele, so therefore Kodmo Vekonsul, we won't force them, not known as Oiver and Avere, and Memele, and then each one could be, they never was Oiver and Avere, each one could say, I, that he was Pegay and the Yibum. So Memele is, so you're not, lo yitziu, aim it see me on. Case number two. Shnayim shekitshu shtei achoyis. Two brothers, no, two strange people, married two sisters. V'zayni yedeya eze kiddish, v'zayni yedeya eze kiddish. We know both of the sisters got married to these two men, but I don't know which sister married which man. Each one has to, no one can make nisuin, because he doesn't know which one is his wife. Meisu, what happens if both of them die? The two men die. Lezeh ach, lezeh ach. Zeh chaylitz l'shteyim. So both give chalitza to both of them, because I don't know which one is the wife of his brother. What if one man had one brother and the other man had two brothers, and both of the men died? Is ayochid chaylitz l'shteyim?
the Yochid, the one who has one brother, so this one brother gives chalitza to both. Ashnayim, and the one that had two brothers, is Echot Chalitz. So he could be, one brother could give chalitza. The Echot Miyabim, the second brother, if he wants, he could be Miyabim. God move the consu, ain't made see him Miyodam. Now let us see Rashi. Shnayim shekitchu beis achoyis, veheim nochem. They're strangers. They're not related. Zechaylitz l'shteit, v'chol chad v'chad minay osa liyivu miduma b'achoyis zekukosoy poga. He can't be miyab many of them. Hayochid chaylitz l'shteit, kidefrishis lach, shefshlo liyabe, loy kaidem chalitze mishimachoyis zekukosoy. V'loi acha chalitza v'shemachayis chalutza lefikach hoyil v'osa liyabim. He can't make yibum. Yachalitz tchila l'shneim k'de loitzi oysa shiyevim tami isa yibam l'shuk. So the mice, so the one that the one husband that had one brother, so let his brother give chalitza to both. So we're making sure that the Aishis of the wife of his brother is Aishiv Amalashuk, he gave chalitza to both. Vashnayim, and now the second brother that had, the second mace that has two brothers, Echot Choylitz Lafkui Zike Me'ochiv, Imzu Hi Yevim Toi. If this is his Yevome, so he's Mafkir the Zike. And now her sister is mutter to the second one, Mimonavshech. Im Yevim Tayhu, if the second one is a Yevome, Shapir. Bim Achoiso, and if this is the sister of the Yevome, Akapaka Zikas a Yevome, Mineibach Litzes Achiv. So if this is the sister of the Yevome, it's also no problem. It's not Achoisek, okay? Because he gave chalitza. That is case number two, that the two people marry two sisters, and they don't know which sister each one married, and one person has one brother, and one person has two brothers, so the halacha is the one brother gives chalitza to both, and the two brothers, echad chelitz vechem yabim, v'kodmu v'kontzu, emetzim miyod. Case number three. Lozeshnayim ulozeshnayim. Each one had two brothers. Ochiv shalze choylitz la'achas, v'ochiv shalze choylitz la'achas. So now that we take each sister, that one, let's say you had two people, Reuben and Shimon. So one of Reuben's brothers is choylitz Rachel. And one of Shimon's brothers is Chaylitz Leah. Now, Ochiv Shelzeh Miyabim Chalutzosei Shelzeh, V'Ochiv Shelzeh Miyabim Chalutzosei Shelzeh. That means that Reuben's second brother is Miyabim, the Chalutzah of Shimon. And then Shimon's brother is Miyabin, the Chalutza from Reuven. Kadmu Shnai V'Cholzu, if the first two were Chalitz, Leibnu Ashnayim, Alechat Chalitz Vechen Miyabim, Kadmu V'Konzu, Ein Metzien Miyodam. Let us see Rashi. Ochim Shalzeh, Miyabim Chalutzose Shalzeh. So Rashi says, Monavshech. His brother wasn't lecholot lazu, alolachais, shleihais yevimtoi veiniklu. Vim lav yevimtoi, if this is not yevimtoi, shaper nosiv nochis, so he's marrying a nochis. Vim ishumachais kukosi, alzachais kukosi, leka, shleicholot zochim lachais. Shehi Yevimtoi. The brother already gave Chalitza to the Yevimtoi, a Pokazik. Vimishum Yevomalishuk Echolzazu bin Hayochid Shehu Och Bailo. So that Yochid, who's the Och Bailo, gave her already Chalitza. Kodmu Shnayim Achim Shel Echod. There's a suffix, maybe, b'shas they married, the one was pegei b'chay zekuke. The ikala meima, we could say, kama de nosiv yivem tehu, v'shape nosiv. It could very well be there was no chay zekuke. The first one could be married the yivame. U'bas ronam y'shape nosiv noches. Number one. So it's not about the chay zekuke. Vinami have ibche, the kama poga b'chay zekukosoi, abakivin shebo sheni v'yibmo poka zikosoi me'ochiv, zikosoi me'ochiv. But now the second brother was miyabim, so the zika became nifka now from the brother. V'hutro loy ishtoi, and now his wife becomes muta, now she's no more chay zekukosoi, Bisure the Ovad Ovad. And the Issa that he was over, but now it's not being over anymore in this sense.